It says daf is daf chaf aleph. So we got the four lines down, the two dots. The Gemara is quoting from a brisa that the Gemara brought yesterday. The Gemara had this whole scenario where an animal, a goat, had given birth to three daughters, and then the three daughters had triplets of their own. There were a total of three children and nine grandchildren, and they all went to the deer together to be meiser behema. There was 12 total. Fine. And on that brisa, Rabbi Shimon commented, I once saw this happen, that it took place b'soch shnah, so it happened during the year, during the first year. So what exactly? So we just thought that Rabbi Shimon was saying he saw this happen, this is a true maisa. But the Gemara says, no, he's not saying this is just a true maisa. He actually is arguing there's a nafkamina between his position and the Tanakhama. So Gemara wants to know now, in Chaf Alpha and Aleph, a quote to the Mishnah from the brisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Anish Risi Gediyah, V'chulei, Mai Ika, Bein Tanakhama, L'Rabbi Shimon. What is the nafkamina between Tanakhama, who says this could take place, and Rabbi Shimon, who says he saw this take place, Besoch Shnasa. So Gemara explained, the nafkamina is, Ika benayu de'ziri. Do they hold up ziri? If you remember from yesterday's daf, ziri said after after an animal goes through tinuf, which was that level of soiling, that type of a miscarriage, ziri said it needs to wait 30 days until it's going to be makabel zachar to allow another male to make her pregnant yet again. So Tanakama isle de Ziri. Tanakama holds of Ziri, and therefore there's going to be a 30-day grace period until it begins the next count of the 5 months of pregnancy. And Rabbi Shimon less like de Ziri. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Ziri, meaning it doesn't have to wait 30 days. It could still happen. It could still give birth within the next 5 months. So what's going on here is it's talking about a very particular case. Rashi explains, a long Rashi here, that let's say the Tinuf takes place on the last day of the 6th month or not. The 6th month, I mean. So last day of 6 months. So now, according to Tanakhama, you need to wait 30 days for the animal to become pregnant again. So that's now 7 months have passed. So then you have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. At the last day of the year is when the animal will give birth. And that will be part of the same year, part of the same shana for Meiser, Behema. But Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to wait until last year because the animals are makabel azachar even less than 30 days after Tinuf. Meaning the animals can be born besoch shnasa within the year, not only the last day of the year, but even within the year because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the din of Ziri. So that's the first nafkamina the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, Ibaisem, alternatively we could suggest nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is as follows. The Chuli Alma Islay de Ziri. Everybody agrees Ziri. And you have to wait the 30 days until the animal becomes pregnant again. And again, we're talking about a case of Tinuf. V'hacha b'yoledes l'mekutoin kamithlagi. They're arguing about that 5 month period of Ibor, the 5 month of gestation. Is that really 5 full months? Or can it be broken down even a couple of days less than 5 months? And that's the machlokus. So according to Tanakhama, eino yoledes l'mekutoin, animals do not give birth less than 5 months. So therefore, you have a case where the animal was metanef after 6 months, the last day of the 6 month. It waited another month because it's eerie. So now, you have a full 5 months until the animal is born. The only way it works out, in the last day of the year, that's when the animal could give birth, according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon says, you'll love this, an animal can give birth, mukutayim, which means you need less than 5 months. It could be less, it could be 4 months and, 20 days or so. So therefore, he says, it can be besoch shnasa. It can give birth to the animals during the year, not necessarily on the last day of the year. So that's the second suggestion of the nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama. The Gemara now makes a third suggestion of Ibai Seima. What's the difference? Everybody agrees an animal does not give birth less than 5 months. It has to be a full 5 months. And V'hach b'miktadayom kekul kamifli. They're arguing about whether or not you say miktadayom kekul, whether the last day can be viewed as the full day or not. So the Tanakhama, lo amrino miktadayom kekul. You don't say, oh, since part of the day is there, we view it as being a full day already. He doesn't hold that way. Therefore, you have to wait mamish until the last day of the year for the animal to give birth. But the Rabbi Shimon, Amrina Mikzayam Kekula, you do say a partial day is the same as a full day, in which case the animal can give birth toch shnasa, not necessarily on the sof shnasa. During the year, which is not really in the middle of the year, but it means before the year ends, it's still possible to have a give birth, because Mikzayam Kekula, according to Rabbi Shimon. And then the fourth approach, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, what's an afkimina? Dechuli Alma, Amrinan Miktzei Yom Kekula. Everybody agrees that you can view a partial day as a full day. V'hacha b'muchusar zman nichnas ladir lis'aser kimifki. They're arguing about whether or not you could use an animal that's muchusar zman. What's muchusar zman? So it comes to halachas of kadshim, and there's also muchusar zman of chulin. So we know the chulin muchusar zman oses b'no. If you shech the mother one day, you can't shech the child on that same day. You need to wait 24 hours. Less than 24 hours is called muchusar zman. In kadshim, you have something similar. You need to wait 7 days. The pasuk says on the 8th day, you shech the animal of it being born. But the first 7 days the animal is born, you cannot shech it as part of a karban. So the question is, so everybody agrees you can't be shochet, you can't do a vod on an animal less than 8 days. But can you be makdish an animal that's mechusar zman? Can you have an animal walk through, a one-day-old animal walk through the deer and be ma'aseh behema, but just don't do anything until it reaches the 8 days? That's the machlokas. So of course, so what happens here is, everybody agrees that the animal can give birth. You don't have to wait till the last day. It can even be the second to last day of the year because it's mixed with Yom Kekula. Everybody agrees that animal, it could happen, it could naturally happen. The question is, can you use that animal as part of the Ma'aseh Behema or not? So according to, Gemara says, according to Tanakama, you cannot use it, and therefore this case wouldn't work. And according to Rabbi Shimon, says you can't. Let me just explain for a second. Everybody agrees that if an animal gave birth after 5 months, it could give birth again after 5 months. You could have a case of 3 children and 9 grandchildren. That all works. It could give birth again twice within a year. Our question is, if there's a case of tinuf, the animal soils, the animal has a miscarriage, and it waits then 30 days afterwards, so then the last day of the year is when the animal is born. So that also can exist. But in that case, however, it's mechusar zman. The previous case, you had an animal give birth after 5 months and another one after 5 months, so there's still plenty of time that you have animals that are not mechusar zman. You could always create a case of three and 9 grandchildren. But our case, again, is teen of 6 months, month of ze'iri, and then birth on this last day. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can bring the animals in, even though they're 1 day old as part of the deer. But according to Tanakama, you cannot bring them in. Since you can't be makir of the animal, you can't be makdish to the animal either at this stage of that which is mechusar zman. So that's the machlokas. So the Gemara now, on Tamid Beis now, brings a raya. The Hatanya, the Gemara says, how do we see this as a proof? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Mechusar Zman Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. A very clear statement from this Braisa that which is Mechusar Zman, even though it can't be Makriv, it can't be brought in the Mizbeach, it still can be brought into the deer to be Misaser as Ma'aser Behema. And the Braisa goes on to explain, this is no different than a Bechor, because we know a Bechor is born, it becomes Kadosh. That's Mechusar Zman, isn't it? You can't bring a Bechor until 8 days have passed. So yet we see there's Kedusha, even though it's mechusar zman. So ma bechor kadosh lifnei zmano v'karev la'achar zmano. So too, we shouldn't be so bothered. Af mechusar zman kadosh lifnei zmano v'karev la'achar zmano. So too, you could be makdish an animal, or at least a ma'aseh behema animal, even though it's prior to, even though it's still mechusar zman. It happens in Mimele, it happens just on its own. You definitely could suggest that. But we still do have, even though that's different, we could still use it as a model, as a bin and av. We have in one case this way, you could apply it to other cases as well. But the Gemara, you know, in light of your question, the Gemara is going to say, well, we have other models to use as well. Kachim is very different than Bechor. So why do we learn from Bechor as opposed to Kachim? So the Gemara is going to develop that right now. But right now, what the Braisa says is Bechor is the model that it's Kadosh Lefnez Mano, so too Ma'aser Behema should be Kadosh Lefnez Mano. And that's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vadi Aleph mi Bechor, not Nilef mi Kachim. Why are we learning from Bechor? Maybe we should really learn from Kachim. And the lacha by Kachim is, you cannot be makdish a Kachim animal before Mechusar Zman. If I've got a regular calf walking around, and I decide to be makdish on day 5, that won't work. So granted, as you said, Bechor does work because that happens Mimela. We have no choice. The Torah tells us Bechor becomes Kadosh Lefnei Zmano. But Kachim doesn't work Lefnei Zmano. So why are we using Ma'aseh Behema to compare it and learn from Bechor? Why not learn from Kachim and say that it shouldn't work, Mechusar Zman doesn't work on Ma'aseh Behema? So the Gemara says that the Mistavra Mibachor Havalei Lemelef. It makes more sense to learn Ma'aseh Behema from Bechor than that of Kachim. Why? Because there are very important factors that equate Bechor and Ma'aseh Behema. How so? Shekein Goel, Mum, Temuras Achila. These are four, just a list of four ideas that connect Bechor and Ma'aseh Behemah. What do these mean? So Goel means, Rashi explains all this, I'll just read this outside. Bechor and Ma'aseh, you can't be Poda. An animal that's a firstborn, there's no being poded, it's a kadosh forever. Ma'aseh Behemah as well, the pasuk says you can't be poded an animal, that's Ma'aseh Behemah, pinyon doesn't work. But by kadshim, we know kadshim does work with pinyon, in an animal that gets kadusha. And it has a mum, so you can be poded that animal after it gets a mum. But Ma'aseh Behemah and Bechor doesn't work. When it comes to mum, the mum says that when there's a mum by kadshim, so then you pre-pode it. I mean, is that one? That's really separate. They separate it. But it's really the mum makes an animal. Mum doesn't affect Ma'aseh Behemah, doesn't affect the Bechor, but a mum does affect Kadshim. And then Temuras. What's Temuras mean? To the Gemara, Rashi explains Temura, meaning Temuras Achila. Then when it comes to Temura of a Kadshim, then you're allowed to eat it. The din is if you bring Temura, so that's a separate thing. You bring Temura of Kadshim, so then you're makir of that. But Temura Bechor and Temura Ma'aseh Behemah, you're not makriv. That's the third equation of Ma'aseh Behemah to Bechor. And the fourth and final one is Echila, that Bechor and Ma'aseh, when they both get a mum, you can eat it. Even Bein Yisrael, Bein Kohen, allowed to eat the Ma'aseh Behemah and Bechor when it gets a mum. But Kadshim, when it gets a mum, no one's allowed to eat it. You have to be poded. So these are four comparisons between Bechor and Ma'aseh Behemah. So therefore, we learn Ma'aseh Behemah from Bechor, just like Bechor is Kadosh Lifnei Zmano, so to Ma'aseh Behemah is Kadosh Lifnei Zmano. The Gemara says, Adar Abba, I would say the opposite. Mi Kadshim Havalei Lemelef. You should learn from Kadshim. Shekein Zachar Kadosh B'matanos and Pashim. What do these mean? So it means Zachar, when it comes to halachas of Ma'aseh Behemah and Kadshim, we're learning now Ma'aseh Behemah and Kadshim, equating those two. So an animal could be, whether it's a Pashit or a Bechor, whether it's a Zachar Nekeva, so it's going to be Shayach for Kadshim and Ma'aseh Behemah. As opposed to Bechor, Pashit doesn't work, only a firstborn animal, and it only is Chal and a Zachar. So those are two ways that Kadshim and Ma'aseh Behemah are similar. And when it comes to Kadosh, that Ma'aseh Behemah and Bechor, Ma'aseh Behemah and Kadshim require Kiddush B'yadayim, and Bechor is Kadosh Mimela. And then the fourth and final comparison is in terms of Matanos, that when it comes to Bechor, Bechor is a Matana to the Kohen. When it comes to Ma'aseh Behemah and Kadshim, it's not considered a Matana to the Kohen. So those are the four comparisons. Now, it is interesting, I'll just note here, we'll try to keep this in mind when we learn the last parak of the Masechta on Ma'aseh Behemah. So there's a Shaila, I believe, in the there's a Chakir that Achronim explained based on Rishonim and Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. How much is Ma'aseh Behemah considered a Kadosh B'yadayim or Kadosh Mimela? Because what happens is the animals come out. So whatever animal comes out, number 10, that Mimela becomes Ma'aseh Behemah. I'm supposed to count it, I'm supposed to stamp it, all that. But even if I don't stamp it, I believe the Lach is that animal still is the Ma'aseh, becomes Ma'aseh Behemah. So how involved is the individual in creating the Kedusha Ma'aseh Behemah? So the way at least Rashi says it here, Rashi compares the Kedusha, he calls it Kadosh B'yadayim when comparing Kadshim to that of Ma'aseh Behemah, which would indicate that Rashi thinks that the individual is really infusing the Kedusha into Ma'aseh Behemah, while others, I seem to recall, say it happens Memela as it just walks through, the 10th animal becomes Memela, that becomes the Ma'aseh Behemah, and regardless of my involvement as the owner, fine. So either way, we see that it's very sensible to compare Ma'aseh Behemah to that of Kadshim as well. And we should say, just like Kadshim, it's Eino Kadosh Kodesh Kodem Zmano, so to Ma'aseh Behemah shouldn't be Kodesh Kodem Zmano. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. We can't go based on logic because it makes sense to go this way, because it makes sense to go that way. Ella, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Havara, Havara Gamar. We've seen this many times already, and we'll see it many more times in the Masechta, that it says Havara by Ma'aseh Behemah, it says Havara by Bechor, and therefore we have this Gzer Shava. Just like Bechor is Kadosh Lifnei Zmano, so to Ma'aseh Behemah can be Kadosh Lifnei Zmano, and for that reason, Rabbi Shimon allows you to bring in those sheep, even though it was born in the last day of the year, and now you're doing Ma'aseh Behemah, it's a Mechus Zman, it still works for Ma'aseh Behemah. What? Has to be able to walk. In Echanami. I don't know how goats work when they're born. Kids work when they're born, but a lot of animals are able to just get up and walk. So, right. So then the Gemara says, hey, so what exactly is Tinef? We've been speaking about Tinef up until now. What is Tinef? What are the indicators of a Simen Vlad that the Gemara says Tinef? So the English translate this as soiling. So the Gemara gives a little bit more descriptive understanding of this. Amar Rava Kidamri Ravasa de Talsa. And people would say, supposedly, the shepherds of Talsa would say, Atzar Chayusa, the womb has been suppressed. That's how the English translate this. The womb has been suppressed. Which they say is Lashon of Atzar. Atzar is Lashon Ayin. If you switch Aleph and Ayin, Atzar means to Otzer, to stop. It somehow wasn't able to give birth. There's a miscarriage of some sort. That's what people would say. That the fetus somehow disintegrated, they explain, based on Rashi. That's Rava's understanding. Shmuel Amar, Babue Didama, where bubbles of blood are coming out, that's what Tinuf means. Okay, so no one here can really appreciate this, but these are the different descriptions. And then the Gemara adds, V'tzarech laharos alachacham, a person has to show this blood to a chacham to know whether or not it was actual an ibur, a vlad that perhaps was in that blood, or it was just stam dam that came out of the mother. That has to be ascertained by a chacham. Chacham minayada. So there's a great line here. How does a chacham know? Chacham spends his day in the base medrash. You know, might know a little about Torah and everything else, but not about what comes out of the mother of an animal.
Regular maris.
Regular maris, he knows. He's been trained, but is a chacham trained to look at the blood of an animal? So Amar Rav Papa, no, roa chacham, expert shepherd, not an expert talmud chacham. Talmud chacham can know a lot about the Torah, but you can't expect him to pass in things that go on in the field into the farm. It's not an expert. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that I think it was Rebbe spent like 18 months on a farm to learn all the various mumim. We're going to learn the mumim in the next couple of prakim, all the mumim of the of a bechor. And that's why he's able to, the Gemara says, he's yater yater. The different levels of smicha. There's yadin yadin, there's yor yor, all these different things. So there's something called yater yater. You can be matir becharos. Who gives you the right to be matir becharos? You know, you can learn, we'll see, we'll learn the prakim here. The movement will make no sense to us. Even with pictures, won't help us too much. So the Gemara says that Rebbe spent the 18 months on a farm studying movement. So how does the chacham know this? He doesn't know this. A roe chacham, a shepherd who's experienced, sees a person who we trust, he could tell us whether this blood is a vlad or whether this blood is just stam blood. Gemara now says, Amr of Chista, seemingly unrelated statement now. Amr of Chista, Hare Amr, it says, Yitziras havlad beisha arbamyam. How long does it take for the vlad to be created? We know 40 days. The 40 days it takes for when a woman conceives, for that vlad to be something considerable. 40 days. Asks the Gemara, by Rav Chista bevehema bakama, how long does it take for an animal, for the vlad, to really develop into something significant? So Amr le Rav Papa, labaye, lav haynu de ziiri, damar ziiri, ein tina pachas mishal shem yom. Unclear exactly what the havamina is, because Rav Zeir is not talking about creating a vlad, he's talking about how long it takes for the animal to, after miscarriaging, to accept a zacher afterwards. So I'm not sure really what the havamina is, but at first he wanted to say 30 days, because that's what Rav Zeir, because ziiri spoke of 30 days. And the Gemara says, no, hahula kavo itmar. Z wasn't talking about a vlad of a behema developing. He was talking about after a animal miscarries, so how long it takes until she's willing to be makabel zachar after that fact. And no answer to this question of how long it takes a behema to for the vlad to yitzirsa vlad. Gemara now says, we're going back to our Mishnah, that we had said that when a person buys the very first Mishnah of the Perek here, when you buy an animal from a guy, so what are you supposed to assume about this animal? Did it give birth before? Is it a bechor and not a bechor? What's the status of the next animal that's born to this cow? Do we assume it's a bechor or not a bechor? Is it a safek? So Gemara says, Matzinu lokeach mi'ov de kochavim. So the Mishnah already addressed what the lachas were when you buy an animal from a guy. If a goat a certain age, a sheep, a donkey, a cow. But what about lokeach mi'yisrael mai? What's the lach when you buy from a Jew? Now, it's understood that if the Jew told you what the status is, you trust him. Eid echad, nemen bisurim. We're talking about a situation where the Jew is no longer available to answer your shayla. So you bought something from a Jew, you forgot to ask him whether or not this animal is a bichra or lo bichra. So what assumption do you have to make now as the purchaser?
The price is higher. Because
what?
If you had it already, the bichor, then the firstborn is the guy who buys it can keep it. So the price of the behema is higher.
The price of the behema should be higher.
The guy who buys it doesn't have to give the bechor.
But how much of that would that necessarily change the price or not?
It would seem that it's worth more.
Right, more valuable, meaning you have to wait as long to get... Right. So the Gemara is going to give a few suggestions what to assume in this case. Right. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Bechor Vaday. The animal born while in your possession, you assume it's Vaday Bechor. Why? Dim Isa de Bechor, had it been that the mother already gave birth before, Ishabuche have a Mishabich, the cell would say, oh, take this animal. So not that you're changing the value per se, but he would have been Mishabich more. Take this animal, it's already had this Bechor last time, so the next animal born, you get to keep it, you get to eat it, do whatever you want with it. So had he, since he did not praise the animal in trying to say that, must be the assumption is that at Lo Bechra, and the first animal born while in your possession, you must give it to a Kohen as a Betaras Bechor. Comes along Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, the Bechor is a Suffolk. Why is it a Suffolk? Because Savar L'Shchita Kabayle. When I sold you the animal, so I thought you were buying it to Shech the animal, not to use it to produce the other animals. So therefore, I didn't tell you that it didn't have a Bechor yet. Or it did have a Bechor yet, either way.
It doesn't go by age?
No, it's a situation where there is an age that, let's say, was less than, more than a year, let's say. Less than a year, you assume animals don't have any doesn't give birth. More than a year, however, or whatever, goat for more than a year, so you're not really sure. There's a suffix in general. So here, you imagine the Jew would have told you, it doesn't vada give birth. If I have an animal that's 2 years old, a goat 2 years old, it doesn't vada give birth, but it's a suffix that it gives birth. You're choshesh. Exactly. So I'm saying he wants to know why there's an age work here.
Right.
Because the Jew would have told you something.
Right.
It's a relevant factor. You're Jew to Jew. So since the seller said, is thinking that the guy is buying a teshecht, it's a nice gezunter cow, he probably wants to eat teshecht, so I didn't have to tell him that there's never had a bechor before. So that's why he stayed silent. So you can't make any assumptions from the silence of the mocher. So therefore, Shmuel says it's a suffix. So again, first opinion, Rav says it's a bechor vaday. Shmuel says it's a bechor suffix.
But Shmuel would agree that if he asked him and he said no, he's not a suffix.
Yeah, you would trust him. This case is where he's not around.
Right. If
he's around, you trust him entirely.
From a
what?
From a shliach.
Yeah.
If he doesn't know.
If he doesn't know, so, or you sold it, then you forgot to ask him the question, or okay. Whatever the case is. There's some middleman, maybe, right, as you said. So we don't know. He didn't say a thing. So then Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, it can't be a shliach, actually, because a shliach didn't know. This case is where you bought from the Jew, he just didn't say anything.
Right.
So the fact that he didn't ask. So since he didn't offer anything, what assumption can you make from his silence? That's really the question. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chulin Vadeh. He takes the opposite extreme now. That's Vadeh Chulin. Why is it Vadeh Chulin? My time. Because Im Isa de lo Bichar had it been that the animal wasn't Bichar yet. So then, Kevan de Ika Isura Odu Havamodile. The seller, Jew to Jew, he's not going to do, I'm not sure it's Lifnei Iver or not Lifnei Iver, but he doesn't want the buyer to violate an Isser. So he would have told the guy, just want to let you know that this animal, lo Bichar, which means the next born animal would be the first born animal, and you should give it to the carton. The fact that he didn't tell you, you assume that there's no Isser at all involved here, and it's Chulin Vadai. So you have all three possible Shitas. Rav says Bechor Vadai, Shmuel says Safek Bechor, and Rabbi Yochanan says Chulin Vadai. So Gemara says, Tani Kavasi de Yochanan, the Brisa supports of Yochanan, that we assume it's Vade Chulin, Damar Chulin, it says by the case of Chulin, now Oses Beno case, we know, remember that Mishnah in Maseches Chulin, in Oses Beno, that was the parak. So there are a few times a year where it gets very busy in the butcher store. And therefore, you have to tell everyone that this animal's mother was sold today, this animal's calf was sold today. This way, no one shechs two animals, a mother and calf, on the same day. So what's the halacha? The Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, that im lo hodio, if the seller doesn't tell you anything, it's safe to assume holich v'shoche v'inimna. Otherwise, we'd have to tell you. So we see from here that there's a certain responsibility on the mocher to let the lokech know what's going on. So just like that's the case by the Oses Beno, if he remains silent, you could assume it's safe. So to by this case, if he remains silent by the bechor, you could assume it's safe and go ahead and shech the animal as a chulin vada. So Gemara says, Lema teve tiyufta d'Rav Shmuel. So not only does this support Rabbi Yochanan, this should also refute entirely Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel can't go against the Mishnah, so this clearly we say that since he didn't say anything, we assume there's no Isser at all. So how come Rav says it's a Bechor Vadai, and Shmuel says it's a Safek Bechor? It should be Chulin Vadai like the Mishnah and Oses Beno clearly indicates. So Gemara says that no. Hasem b'mocher talya milsa, hacha b'lokeach talya milsa. Depends on the context. Whose responsibility is it to let it be known and to ask? So look at Rashi just to make this all clear. Rashi says around 8 lines up from the bottom. Hasam over there by Oses Beno, B'mocha talam rachmana. The Torah has the emphasis on the mocha's responsibility. Shetzarach leodio kidam minu b'shchitas chulin daf pegimo. Yom echad, yom hamiyuchad. The pasuk says yom echad. Also says, but no, I don't remember the exact pasuk, but it says yom echad, yom hamiyuchad, on a very special day, which means a very active day of shechting, town courage. It requires a announcement. Dehainu, yom hamiyuchad arba prakum. The four times a year, b'shana, hamiyuchadim l'chach, sheyiton mocher l'hachriz that the responsibility is incumbent upon the mocher. So that's why if he doesn't say anything, you can assume everything's mutter. That's the mocher's responsibility by the mocher, by the oses beno. But here, when it comes to the case of Bechor, it's the lokeach's responsibility to inquire. And it says in the pasuk, "Dichsiv bebekarcha b'tzoncha demisha behema shalo alav lahafish becharos bebekarcha." Your Bechor, it's your responsibility to inquire, and that's the difference. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya from the case of Oseh Beno that proved to me anything about the case of Bechor. So we'll stop here, and Ritz Hashem will continue tomorrow.